Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. You know, earlier in the first hour, we were talking about all of the great things in Wisconsin and how we make Wisconsin a appealing place for working age people to move to and stay in. And I think it's a pretty objective statement to say one of the things that Wisconsin has in spades is how beautiful our outdoors and nature is in this state, and whether it's being on the lake, whether it's being doing cross-country skiing in the winter, there's so many things to appreciate about our nature when you get outside in Wisconsin, no matter the season. And so our next guest to talk about the healing aspects of nature is from Summit, Wisconsin, near Oconomowoc. And during the COVID pandemic, she found her life's purpose, and she found that After she found it, she wrote a book about it titled Awaken in Nature, Discover Your True Self. So here to talk about her journey and the book is athlete, painter, and author Anne Wall. Anne, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. We have something in common. You and I were both raised in Madison.
Oh, wow.
I think that's also where I really found my love of nature, because so much that happens in Madison takes place outdoors. It's just such a beautiful area with the lakes and the woods.
Well, in the Arboretum, like I remember, I think Madison's so green. I think sometimes growing up there, I didn't realize that how blessed we were as far as the neighborhood I grew up in was near the one of the entrances to the Arboretum. And so I grew up riding my bike through just a huge amount of land that was just public land to appreciate, and just miles of green, right? And so, yeah, I totally agree as far as Madison being a conduit to appreciating the outdoors.
Both the green and the blue spaces. And I was astounded at your earlier segment about the canoe being raised over, 3,000 years old. That was incredible.
It's incredible. I know. And so, I mean, that's the other thing as far as just what we're blessed with the Wisconsin Historical Society and what a good job they do as far as finding our history in all places. To get back to your book, because when we first heard about your book, there was kind of a shift for you, as for many of us, that happened during the pandemic. But before the pandemic, you were a very successful athlete, right?
Well, actually, I was working with the Olympic and Paralympic Games for many, many years, and I had retired from that. And it was a dream for me that had come true that I had started when I was 16. And then in 1996, I had an opportunity to work with the Games in Atlanta with the U.S. sailing team. The venue was down in Savannah. And I continued to work with the Olympic and Paralympic movement through 2008. But trying to find something in my retirement that lifted me up and inspired me and gave me a sense of purpose that was so invigorating, like that was a challenge. And when we had the COVID lockdown, I happened to be at my home near Park City, Utah. My last guest had just left, and of course, they shut down all the ski resorts. But like Wisconsin, I was completely surrounded by nature. My family was still here, so I was alone in Utah, but never felt alone because every single day I got out in nature. I either went hiking, I went snowshoeing, cross-country skiing. And then when spring hit, there was, kayaking and all kinds of wonderful outdoor activities. But the key was to stay focused on the good, to look for what good could come out of that situation. And it was so horrific, and there was so much negative news, it was very hard to dig deep down and realize that, look, happiness comes from within. It's not what's happening to us. It's our perceptions, our belief systems and feelings about what's happening to us that really gives meaning to those experiences. So I made a concerted effort to stay positive, to use that time in an effective way. I have an art studio there as well as here in Wisconsin. So I had a chance to do a lot of painting. I was doing online learning for years, studying from a number of different people, Mary Morrissey in particular, about personal transformation. And I found that many of the authors that I loved reading over the I'd say the period of 10 years before that, all started going online because they could no longer travel to give their speeches mm-hmm. around the world. And many of them were offering amazing material for free. So I decided I was going to write a book about some of what I had learned through my journey in personal transformation, sort of solidify that in my mind. And I had, you know, dozens, well, over 100 paintings. So I started, unlike most authors, I started with the artwork and I created a framework around the artwork to give meaning to the story that I was trying to tell. And to one of the things I found very, very interesting is that when I started researching and studying more about nature immersion and the health promoting benefits of being in nature, all I knew was during this very tumultuous time where many people were having difficulties staying uplifted. They were getting depressed. There were a lot of emotional issues, a lot of trauma and stuff. I was out in nature feeling good. And I thought, well, what is it about this that allows me to have this incredibly positive experience in a difficult time? So when I started studying it, I learned all kinds of interesting facts that all of a sudden brought clarity to the emotions that I was feeling. And I realized you really could create your own sense of well-being and happiness coming from within and how I can perceive what's going on around me. So trying to convey that in the book through a series of short essays, one for each painting, so that people could understand, you know, how do they overcome self-limiting beliefs? How can they create new opportunities for themselves to make their lives more conscious, more healthy, and more satisfying?
We're talking to author Anne Wall. Her book is Awaken in Nature, Discover Your True Self. So that's what I think is interesting, as far as it's one thing to be in nature and feel it and feel the vitamin D and the endorphins. And often when we're in nature, there's a certain amount of exercise that is involved because we're either walking or hiking or skiing or canoeing. And so it makes sense as far as why we feel good. But what was some of the facts that you found out that was actually backed by science?
Okay, well, let's start with, you've heard of the runner's high, right? Mm-hmm. Getting into the zone. They now refer to it as the flow state. There's an elevated mood. And when you're in you have to be present. Let's start with that. You have to stay present, be mindful, and really fully immerse yourself and utilize all your senses. So you're taking in information from the smells, the sights, the sounds, the textures of nature. But when you do a silent sport, which is usually an aerobic sport, there's a lot of repetitive motions. And so you go through this process where all of a sudden you're no longer focused on, you know, the physical activity, the biomechanics of form, the staying aligned. Your mind starts to move into a state of flow. And I didn't really understand a lot about the science behind that or some of the other aspects I was enjoying. So I'll just go through kind of a list of some of the health benefits. Elevated mood often is from a release of what we term happy chemicals. Okay, those are natural chemicals. They're endorphins, dopamine, and serotonin. That the brain, it's the brain's reward system. So those are neurotransmitters. They help induce a positive feeling. So the other thing is the heightened awareness and a mental alertness, the ability to focus with less effort when you're out in nature. That's another positive benefit. It often, you mentioned vitamin D, of course, the exposure to sunshine, you know, you've got to be careful, wear appropriate sunscreen and stuff, but that boosts the vitamin D level. Being on, in, or even near water has this amazing calming restorative effect. And there's a fabulous book by Wallace Nichols called Blue Mind that I highly recommend because it totally explains why. You can put me almost anywhere in the world. The first thing I do is I usually run towards the water. It's just instinctive. I live on a lake here in Wisconsin. There's an incredible calming effect that we get from that rhythm of the waves and the color of blue. Breathing forest air. There's a term called forest therapy or forest bathing. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Mm-mm.
When it came out, I believe it's in the 1980s. The term was coined at Shonan-ryoku out of Japan, which translates to forest bathing. And really, that's all about the health benefits of being in the forest. So there's these natural essential oils that are given off by the trees.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, pretty interesting, isn't it? What's interesting, more interesting, is that they can increase the natural killer cells that are in our bloodstream. So those are called NK cells, and they've been known to fight tumors and infections. They have some sort of antibacterial or fungal properties to them, antifungal properties to them. Bear in mind, I'm not a scientist and I'm not a medical doctor. So what I'm talking about is stuff that I've basically researched.
Yeah.
Like, as a journalist. And the other thing is reducing feelings of isolation and depression. And this was really critical during the COVID lockdown when my family was here and I was out west. You have the sense of being connected to something so much larger than yourself when you're in nature. You know, the awareness of being part of the universe as a whole, a sense of oneness. And I think that that interconnectivity can really give us a sense of gratitude and happiness. Other thing would be increased vigor and cardiovascular fitness. People are just naturally more active when they're outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
So that touches on a few.
There's a lot. It's not just one thing.
And I'm curious, how important is the auditory aspect of being in nature? Because Kristen and I have talked about this, and we all have our iPods in, and we're all listening to music. And when I walk, I try to listen to birds and wind and things like that, because I think that is part of being one with that experience.
Well, I'm going to answer that two ways. One is that I have a sister who's deaf and a number of family members who are hard of hearing, and they also love nature. So you can definitely appreciate nature and heighten other senses. But if you're tuning out of the present moment by tuning into your iPhone or any other electronic device, you're really not fully present. And I'll give you an example. I was out paddling downriver the other day, and two kayaks went by me that were tandem kayaks. One person in each kayak was on their phone. They were not present, so they weren't getting the full benefits of being in nature, and they didn't even hear me pass them.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I'm definitely guilty of that. I certainly am the person who, when I go for a walk, I have my AirPods in and listening to a podcast. But I'm trying to get better because it is a time to be with yourself and try to be aware of your surroundings versus just checking out more than we already do sometimes. But in the couple minutes that we have left, what do you want people to get out of the book? And who is this book for?
Okay, well, Awaken in Nature, thank you for asking, can benefit anyone and everyone. But the primary audience that we're starting with are the growth-minded individuals who are willing to venture outside their comfort zone to experience new opportunities to make their lives more satisfying and enriching. And being immersed in nature is a way to rediscover themselves and reawaken to their true nature outside of their home and work life. Okay, so when you're connected, listening to a podcast, you're still connected to your work life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that, so it's really for people who maybe need to make, who haven't made that journey yet of already really feeling the power of nature. And so if I want to get this for myself and for some of my friends who are maybe still a little too plugged in, it's for people to really take that next step and learn that this could be very healing.
It's a personal transformation book. For people more interested in self-improvement. So, there's thought-provoking inspirational messages, there's personal reflections, there's daily affirmations, and there's over 60 paintings in there of my work.
Absolutely.
Focused on nature and outdoor activities.
And where can people find the book?
Currently, the book is available on our website at soulforcecreative.com. We are about to release an ebook, which will make it more broadly distributed across your traditional markets like Amazon and iBooks and other online retailers. But the physical book, which you see here,
it's beautiful,
is available at soulforcecreative.com. That's a collector's version because it's a limited quantity.
Well, wonderful. Well, we'll put that link in our on our website for today's blog post for the episode. Anne Wall, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm excited to check out the book. The paintings look beautiful, and I certainly need to get more into nature. So thank you for spending time with us today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, we're going to take another break, and when we come back, I got another squirrel story. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Hush, my darling.